Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. It was a busy day for members of the North Carolina House yesterday. All eight appropriations subcommittees voted to approve their respective parts of the chamber's proposed state budget. Normally, at a time like this, we can tell you everything included in that budget. That's not the case today. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now to explain all this. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Marshall.
I take it yesterday's committee meeting marathon was a bit strange.
That's fair to say, and it was strange because the full budget with all its important details won't be released until Tuesday. So the subcommittees voted to approve incomplete sections of that budget. Take education. What they voted to approve included no mention of pay increases for teachers or principals. That was also left out of the budget highlights press release from House Speaker Tim Moore. And taxes or tax cuts weren't debated at all yesterday. Now, to be clear, we fully expect the House budget to include both teacher pay increases and some form of tax cuts. I bring these up simply to illustrate the point.
So overall, what do we know about the House's proposed state budget?
Well, it's clear they have a top-line number in mind, likely identical to the $22.9 billion spending plan approved by the state Senate earlier this month. And I say that because of the rules each committee imposed on their members. No amendments could be included that increase spending in one area unless they cut the same amount of spending in another area of the same budget bucket. And we know the Republican leaders of the House are dead set to approve their budget by the end of next week. And that timeline, Marshall, led to frustration on the part of some House Democrats. Like this exchange in the Education Subcommittee between Democrat Mickey Michaud from Durham and Republican Craig Horn of Union County.
This committee's going to take a vote today. And but, you know it then goes to the floor.
But you just told us.
And you're doing a really good job.
You just told us we had next week to
yes,
do,
you do.
To do
you
amendment.
Exactly as I indicated.
Sounds a little bit contentious there. Tom, let's go through what provisions we do know will be in the House's proposed state budget.
Sure, but Marshall, let's remember this is a partial picture at best, and it could change. Let's start with education. With no details yet on a teacher pay increase, the headlines here are these. The House plan would fully fund anticipated student enrollment, but it does not include any extra funding as of yet for what's being called the K-3 class size fix. The General Assembly is calling for smaller class sizes in these grades, but school districts say they're not being given any extra money for the new teachers and classrooms this calls for, and say they will have to cut positions in areas like art, music, and PE when this takes effect. Lawmakers disagree on this point and say the schools already have the money, they're just not spending it right. The House plan does, however, call for a study on the limits of classroom space. Now, funding for the Opportunity Scholarship Voucher Program would continue to accelerate under the House plan. These are vouchers qualifying parents can use to send their kids to private or parochial schools. The House does include a provision where these students would have to now take a standardized test to measure if they're doing better in these schools. The House also calls for a lot of lottery money to fund things like busing, support staff, and some UNC scholarships, and it would cut the budget for school district central offices by roughly 5% next year and 10% in 2019. This is money used to pay superintendents and other administrative staff. And on the pre-K front, the House would eliminate the waitlist on programs by spending $18 million in federal grants to expand the number of slots available. This is in line with what Governor Roy Cooper called for in his budget. The Senate, on the other hand, would only cut that waitlist in half.
What were some of the other interesting budget provisions that we know about so far?
Sure. Well, let's start with opioid addiction. Here, the House budget does surprisingly little. It funds a single $250,000 pilot project. At a press conference yesterday, House Minority Leader Darren Jackson said that's a start, but not a solution.
That is great for the Wilmington area, and I'm sure this program will be a model for the future. But what about the rest of the state?
The House budget also calls for $2 million in grants to help police forces buy dashboard and body cameras. And in transportation, the House would remove a cap on spending for light rail projects, and they would eliminate the use of prison inmates to pick up litter along highways. Supporters of this measure say private contractors can do it cheaper.
So what is the next step in the budget process?
Well, on Tuesday, we should see the full budget released. Then it goes to the full Appropriations Committee for a vote. The full House will then vote on the measure likely Thursday and Friday.
WFAE's Tom Bullock, thank you.
You're welcome.
And you're listening to Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE.